Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sitting there at the table in our kitchen with my son a couple of nights this week, putting together, you know, these Estes model rockets? When I was a kid, they're little model rockets. You used to cut the fins, and then you paint it, and you put the decals on, you put an engine in, and you launch it out in the field. It flies into the woods, and you go home. Right? Right, Rez? And I did that this week with Vince. I spent 2 days at it. And I thought, man, I get one shot at this, and then my man's going to be 25 calling me from L.A. He has a new show called Get Vince. And then I saw these pictures on Facebook. One of my favorite all-time people, when he knows this, for several reasons. I think a lot of it has to do with his passion and compassion for news. And that's my man, Rakoff. I could tell you 100 stories about him, but one that stands out. He left here one day, supposed to be going home. He drove like 3.5 hours out of the way to report on flooding. And that's my man, Rakoff. But he's a network guy. He's a military guy. He's a fantastic communicator, but he's a family man. And I tell you, I was moved by pictures he's been posting for days now, maybe longer, I don't know. I'm stupid. With him and his son on this trip. And I was envious. And I got to do this now. But I wanted to touch base with Rakoff, who is literally on the road with his son. My brother, good morning.
Marty, how are you, man?
How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I mean, any better, I'd be twins right now. We're driving through downtown Austin, Texas. Just me and the boy, and coming up on the back end of this road trip, this is about as far west as we're going to get, and we're going to start driving back east slowly over the next couple of days.
Man, of course, I have no idea. I'm clueless, but I started seeing the pictures, and it's inspirational. Kind of give us a little background, brother, on what you're doing and why you're doing it.
So, you know, this really came together in a hurry. I'm not really working in radio anymore. I'm teaching military soldiers and other service branch members who are going to go overseas and work at Armed Forces Network stations around the world. And so, as it turns out, our school is closed this week. And I'm going, well, you know, I could go out to Pittsburgh. I could hang out with the old man. I can go be a beach bum, you know, down at Ocean City for a week and just watch the human pageantry go by there, which is an awful lot of fun. And then it hit me. I said, you know, I've got some cousins that I've never met that I, you know, discovered through Facebook. And they live out in the Midwest. And maybe I could pop down, and in the South. Maybe I could pop down to Georgia to see them. Maybe I could pop out to Memphis to see some other ones. And then it hit me even further. I said, well, why not make a big road trip out of it? Why not take Andrew with me? He's 15. And you put it exactly right, brother. You know, someday he's going to be 25. And this isn't going to happen. And I figured at 15, this might be my last best shot. And so we just set out. I said, let's see how many states we can get in a week's time. So that's what we've done. We started off, we went south toward Georgia, damn, west through Louisiana, damn, and Alabama, Mississippi. And now we're in Texas heading north. We're going to cut across a little corner of Oklahoma, Arkansas, and we'll be in Memphis tomorrow night.
How many miles, my man? How many miles are you putting on him?
Well, if so far we've done about 2,500, but if we go according to the map, we'll have almost 3,800 miles in by the time we get back home.
Man, I'll tell you what, Raz saw you in Louisiana and thought about you. I saw you at a Whataburger and thought about you, and I had to call you. What's your son think? Is he cool with all this? Is he enjoying it?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, here's the thing, and he's going to give me the stink eye for this, but, he's a 15-year-old. He's not going to tell you that he's having fun, okay? But you can see it. I mean, he'll nod his head, but he gets superlatives out of a 15, like, wow, that's great, you know? But 6 years too late for that. So what I'm hoping is happening is that as he's just kind of sit there looking around, that he's going to imprint this stuff.
Yep.
And, you know, my goal is not immediate satisfaction, yep, but my goal is down the line. He'll remember something, you know, he'll remember something very cool.
My man Bill Rakoff, who I love and miss every day, and the ultimate newsman. Hey, tell me as a newsman, what are you learning along the way about America, about COVID? What are you learning?
So, you know, I mean, I'm down here in Texas right now, and it was one of the first states to open up. However, that having been said, you know, they're leaving it to individual choice. And I see an awful lot of people, you know, who are still wearing masks out and around. We were in San Antonio last night. We had dinner down on the Riverwalk.
Nice.
And I'd say it was probably about a third of the people still had masks on when they were walking around. And all the restaurant staff and, you know, business staff had them on. So even though Texas, you know, took some heat for, you know, cutting the official mandate some time back, you know, there's an awful lot of people, you know, expressing their preference on that sort of thing. So I honestly haven't seen that much of a difference between here and back home in Maryland.
Man, you got me planning a trip with my son, and my girl Karen just sent me this note. It's so profound. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. It does make you think, doesn't it? I gotta hang with my boy, because when he's gone, right?
Exactly right. You gotta do this stuff. And I mean, I'm telling you, this came together so quickly,
wow,
within the space of a couple of weeks. And I'm just so glad that I did it. You know, I've got great memories of trips I took with my dad up north fishing, and the things that we used to do. And this is a guy's trip, man. I mean, we're not staying long in any place. My wife would kill me if I tried to do this with her, you know, because she wants to stop and she wants to see things, you know. I'm driving through Austin, and he's taking a picture out the window, and I said, yep, that's Austin. Bye-bye, Austin. And now we're on our way to Dallas. So we will stop and lunch for Dallas, because I hear there's an In-N-Out there, and I got to try an In-N-Out.
Oh, man, you got to get barbecue in Dallas, son. And don't mention my name there. They still don't like me there. I got kicked out of Dallas.
Well, no, that's what I understand. I am sporting my KDKA T-shirt today, though.
Nice, man.
And in the hotel, I got a thumbs up from a Pittsburgh guy, so it was all good. But,
are you just staying at random places?
Yeah, you know, we're a little behind on our goal. Our goal was to try just to get the number of the state count high. We were going to try to make it up and stay in Kansas tonight before crossing back over toward Memphis. But I don't think we're going to make it. So it may well be tonight we're in Texarkana. Who knows? So get this. I find out that there's family in Texarkana. And not only that, they run a chain of grocery stores. So instead of Giant Eagle in Clarksburg, Texas, they got Rakoff's Family Foods.
Wow.
So you'll see a selfie on Facebook later on if we can get there.
You're my man, Bill. Enjoy it, brother. I can't be more grateful. You inspired a lot of us. Thanks, my man.
Miss all of my friends in Pittsburgh. Tell everybody I said hello.
All right, brother.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.